Yeah, it's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, Living Lavish. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com, or just Google MMR 3000.
Too Smooth, man. You on with Lace right now, man. Right now, DJ Hard Work.
What up with you, big dog? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, send me that link to my other phone again, because he clicked it on the other link and it's not.
What's the other phone? Because I don't know which one she did.
470.
All right, cool.
56-3660. Oh, man, I did the wrong one. Can you spend your time with me like I spend my time with you? There you go. I would never do that back to you. Hey, I just wanna roll with you. Yeah, I wanna control you. Yeah.
I
want
you comfortable.
I ain't got my notes. Let me get my notes.
I guess when it's too hot, it's too hot outside, I get tired too. I've been exhausted. It was hot than a month today.
Shit, I ain't been nowhere near it though. Tell everybody who you is and what you got going on. That's what's happening. Tell them your name again and what can they find you at on social media?
My name is Asari Monet. You guys can find me at Asari.Monet on Instagram.
I know that. What's up?
How long have you been modeling?
I've been modeling for about 4 or 5 years
now. Okay. Oh, I apologize. DJ Hard Work. Young lady, I'll tell you about sent you picture of. She's in the building, ATL representative.
Okay. That's who it is online. That's what's up. It's good to meet you. It's J.O. Hard Worker, a.k.a. DJR, a.k.a. DJ Hard Work. It's patio. Oh, it's nice to meet you. It's the Patio Podcast. We are open to speaking on plenty of topics, but in this segment, we are with, you know, Cedar and Lace with Too Smooth. But we speak on, you know, real life situations, real life topics. So, to have you on the show today. I do appreciate you. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I have a question that, with you being a model and stuff, what inspired you to be a model? What inspired you to take that avenue?
Well, when I was younger, I always heard, oh my God, you should be a model. You have a face of a Barbie doll. You have this, you have that. You should become a model. You have like really nice shape. And I was like, okay. And I like taking pictures. I like being in front of the camera. So I just gave it a try and I've loved it ever since.
Okay. And when was the one moment where you realized you could actually do this when you started? Like, when was that one moment where you actually started taking it seriously?
I would say my senior year of high school and when I first started off in college, because my senior year in high school, I did my first, like, real photo shoot with a professional photographer. And my pictures came out amazing. Like, I really loved them. For, like, my first time being in front of the camera for real, I love my pictures. They came out really good. So I was like, well, I can actually do this. So I started doing photo shoots, like, almost, like, not every, if not every month, every other month. And when I got to school, I attended Albany State University. When I got to school, they had a group called Fresh Life, which is for models. And I took it from there. And ever since then, I've just been going and going and going.
Oh, man. Oh, one thing I want to say, congratulations to you, my Black African queen, for going to college. A lot of people feel that we don't need that in life, but yes, we do. Knowledge is power.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's very true. Both comments. Knowledge is power, and a lot of us think we don't need it. That's kind of weird, but, you know.
Well, AJ, on your mind, man, DJ Hard Work, let me go and get into this thing, man. Hey, check this out, everybody. Today's topic is personality. So, my Black sister, tell us a little bit about how you feel about going into a situation, let's say a video shoot or a photo shoot, and I know you got to deal with different type of personality, different type of egos and all this type of stuff, arrogance. So how do you handle those situations in that moment? Be honest now. We lied. It's honest. We being honest. Don't sugarcoat or tell the truth. Cause the truth will set you.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm blunt. I'm really blunt. So I'm going to tell you the truth regardless. Going into video shoots with different personalities, it's most of the time it's positive vibes wherever I go, and I carry a positive vibe wherever I go. So I just try to make everything fun, and I'm a really goofy person, so I break the ice really easy and just do what I have to do, you know, and put my best foot forward and make sure I do my best in what they need me to do.
Oh, man, respect, man, respect.
Hey, I gotta ask a question. I'm a. All right, so we about to induct it to make sure we speak the 100% truth. I want to know, have you ever encountered that one female or that one person that just altered your day based on the character and the personality that they brought to the table, not realizing they were spreading the wrong energy?
I haven't came across that yet, but I won't put it past anything, because I know it's some people out there that are not as positive and are not as, you know, like, trying to help people, like, you know? So I know I'm not going to put it past it happening, but if it happens, it happens. I'm gonna just brush it off my shoulders and do what I gotta do, because that person will probably not be paying me. So,
okay. Oh man, I like you already. I like you already. That's what I'm talking about.
That ending was fine, topped it off. I like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm very well, you don't know me yet, but you will get to know me real soon. But I think jump right on to it, dude. What's going on in the world, man? First and foremost, I want to say to all the parents, sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, and cousins, we are with our people. We may not be out there on the front lines, but we are with our people. But at the same time, we got to understand that we're at a war within ourselves too, because a lot of this stuff could have been avoided years ago if it had came together. It took too many of our people to be lost by the hands of our counterparts. But I know right now they're protesting all over the world. They even protesting right here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where I'm at. But it's a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? A little bit more tension in other cities, and you're in Atlanta. How is everything up there? How do you feel about what's going on right now in this time and moment? How do you feel?
Right now, I feel like I'm glad all of us people are taking the stand and standing up for what they believe in. However, I feel like there are other ways than, you know, rioting. I feel like protesting, like good protests where you actually protest and make a statement, I love it. But with, you know, burning down Black businesses and stuff like that, I feel like that's not a way we can get our point across. But having peaceful, it doesn't have to be peaceful protests, but having protests that actually stand for something and say, hey, look, we're here and we're not backing down, basically.
How do you feel about the President of the United States bringing the National Guard on citizens of the United States? Because that right there threw me for a loop.
I feel like it's uncalled for.
Facts. Facts. I mean, it's crazy, man, but this who they wanted as the 45th? It's a sad situation. But we're going to shy away from that for one quick second. I get back into a lot of personalities. DJ Hard Work, talk to me, man. Tell me a situation, a good or bad, that you was in dealing with a person with these multiple personalities. Some people can't help it. Let me say, some people can't help who they are. You know, it's just in their genes, too. Let me say that.
Yeah, plenty of situations. I'm going to stick with, you know, a more universal situation, which you know, is as an artist. I have an engineer who is one of the dopest engineers in the world. His name is DJ Marvelous. But I've always believed whatever you're good at, you know, a machine can only work as good as, you know, the parts. And if you're good at something, stick with that once you're in process of something. So if I'm an artist and you're an engineer, work your expertise with that while I work my expertise as an artist, and then we move forward. Those different personalities come out like a Suge Knight or, you know, Miley Cyrus or L.A. Reid or something like that. But anyway, control, you know? And I just be looking. It messed up our relationship because he doesn't understand that it's more about business than anything. Because even if, and it's not even a bad thing, because you work every angle to try to work things out because you don't want to, because it's not personal. But it's more, you know what I mean? Like, if you try to work things out on a business level and every angle and it doesn't work, then, you know, this is where we lead to where I'm speaking on it because I don't work with him anymore because I can't. It's too much.
Yeah.
But the point is, if you're not, like she said, if you're not paying me or doing anything for my career besides pushing record like any other engineer could be doing, then I don't feel I need to hear your other side. I think you should keep that under wraps. Those different personalities come with personal congressions. So a person who feel like they can open up to you and give you, you know what I mean? Like, just think about it. A person who might show you one thing and then another, you know, show you something else, another, you know, in another day, another moment. That right there will throw you off as a person. You know what I mean? Like, the different personalities. You don't know if it's a, you don't know if it's a game. You don't know if that person is really bipolar. You don't know if they're doing it to play with your mind. Those different personalities can mess you up when you're dealing with business. Those different personalities can mess you up in life when it comes down to relationships, family. Donald Trump has different personalities. Everybody is.
Oh man, that's how I'm gonna end. Yeah, I'm gonna bring all that up.
Yeah, I just, you know, like when I think about certain shit, I always try to think about it on the next level, so I can open my mind up to even have a thought. And it's just like, yeah. A personality is a multiple personalities is kind of, it's hard to deal with because you can depress people because people might expect something and get something else. You get what I mean? Like, the expectation. Yeah, so other than that, yeah, that was the best example I can give without being too personal and slandering somebody. But I got worse. Way worse.
Well, you know, it's my turn. I don't hold my tongue. Well, I've been in the world going on June the 22nd. Everybody's my birthday. I'll be 42 years old, man. It's going to be a great celebrating every day until then. But June 22nd.
I said lit.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah, man.
Man, lead ain't the word.
I've been just putting on, you know how you bake a cake? You put the flour in there, you got to put the eggs, a little vanilla, estrago, lemon, whatever you're going to use. So right now, the flour just in the pot. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get ready to add a little mixture to that thing, man. I'm just trying to all sit back and get my mind right. But back to the topic at the subject hand, man. Personalities, I've been dealing with them for so long that it drove me crazy. I think it's a family trait, maybe. I ain't gonna say I'm bipolar. I'm just different. I have a different aspect and outlook on other people's views. Mine is totally, I ain't gonna say different, but mine is totally, you know, I look at the whole 360. But get back to the subject of Hanker, you know, DJ Hardware, I'll be all over the place. I apologize and bless you. I'll be all over the place, though, but I just be so excited because I'm full of life and joy because I'm happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? So many of us are not. So many of us locked down that want to be here. You know, some people locked down ain't did a thing. But back to the subject. Hey, personality. Man, I deal with them all day, man, because I've been, what should I call it, the industry, entertainment, and into business. Different businesses. And I had to deal with a whole bunch of, all I can say is, woo. I'm going to bring up a great example. When I first started doing my clothing line. This lady was doing the t-shirts or whatever, and I wrote everything on the paper real simple. I mean, I simplified it. What color, what I want for the menu, what I want for the large, extra, two, and so on. And me and at the time was my president, you know, I would have a third party on the phone, and she was steady asking me to redo the paper that I emailed her. And I wasn't going to do it because it was so simple. I sent a picture to my guy while we on the phone with the lady, and he laughed, you know what I'm saying, because she was so confused. We were so lost of why she was so confused. And then she turned around and flipped and went to talking about something, and we was lost because we was talking about the t-shirts and sizes. And she went out abroad and came back in with the t-shirts and still talking about sending something. And she said, oh, okay, I got it. And and eventually called me back several more times. It was so hilarious. You know what I mean? That's just like an example I wanted to use because I could go more in depth, but I'm trying to keep it family orientated. But it was too hilarious on that one. And like the brother was saying a few seconds ago about the 45th, he's a perfect example of all of the above. That man is insane, crazy. Bipolar, schizophrenic, all of the above. He want to be something that he's not. He want to be like the Russian president, which is Vladimir Putin. He want all of us in America to bow down and kiss his feet like he's a god with a capital G, when he's not even in the stratosphere of that type topic or conversation. But that's in his mind, because people that have all the personalities. Like I said, once again, some people can't help it, and some people just grow into that. Some things are not in you, you know what I mean? Some things wear on you, you know what I mean? And he's playing a very dangerous game with life. I'm a living witness. This karma is a bitch. It's my friend. And that fella there, man, I don't even, like when he first got into office, I used to get mad, but I had to come to realization that the man is insane. He's crazy. Like, he really got a problem. He live in his own world. I'm the type of person, I ain't gonna say I hate to say I'm sorry. I hate to admit I'm wrong, but it irks my nerve because when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And when I'm right, I'm right. So you got to take the good with the bad. But that man right there, do not feel he wrong in anything that he does. And that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Miss Coleman, how do you feel about all that? You're quiet.
I waited for her to come on in with it now. Come on, don't be scared.
Yeah, I feel like Donald Trump is like, you know, it's no words that I have for him, honestly. It's just, I'm ready for us to get a new president. ASAP.
Everybody vote, 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 vote. Yes, Joe Biden, sure vote, 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 vote.
Because that's the only thing, only way we can make a change. So you just got to get in the polls and vote.
If you didn't vote today, people in your cities, vote. It's Blackout Tuesday. If y'all wasn't aware, it is Blackout Tuesday. I campaign where I'm from Columbia, Mississippi, a nice little town out there far from Mississippi State. We had a situation where that the DA has on his tag Time Machine. At the time, he was a DA. Now he's a judge. That's the sad part about it. He think about this. A judge had on his tag Time Machine. Just think about that, y'all, for 1 second. A judge, a person that has your life in their hand, has Time Machine on his tag, and you got to go in front of him. We're in a no-win situation. Then the things that the brothers and sisters and Asians and Africans and Mexicans and the brothers in Paris, the brothers, I think they deep in Paris right now. I'm talking, it's ridiculous. I just shared it to my page. They don't go over there for the situation. And London, too. Salute them to London. But, man, it's just... I need y'all to take over, man. I'm going to get a little too deep. I need y'all to take over. I got to take a break. I'm going to let y'all take over, y'all. I'm going to go a little too hard. I'm calling now.
Well, I mean, I'm going to just be honest. I try not to indulge. I know things are not right. I know things are not right. My personal opinion. I feel like...
Man, I'm from the street. It is not right. I was born and raised from the bottom of the shoe map. Hey, it's not right. I've been out there. I know what goes on. I was one of them brothers. You've been in the street. That's why I say I'm so glad to be here. I've been in many situations that, hey, y'all wouldn't be knowing about a brother named Too Smooth. Not in this era.
Yeah, it's sad that everybody has to. That no one's different at this moment. We all are enduring this.
Okay, let me say this too, man. I wasn't going to do it. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to do it, but I got to say this. If I come to one of y'all those multiple times and tell y'all I'm hungry, and you say you don't have nothing to eat, but I see a full course meal sitting at the table every day I come to the door, eventually, I'm going to come in there and take that. And we're in that situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of the excuses. We're tired of we share overcome. We tired of we going to do this, we going to do that. And these Republicans, instead of getting in the house, some of these Democrats too, we got some Uncle Tom brothers and sisters that kiss their ass. Excuse my French. And that's why the situation not getting better, because if you don't stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. And that's the problem, not the blind leading the blind, man. That's the problem. How can two blind people lead each other? Somebody be going east and somebody going to be going west eventually.
I got a question. Because everybody's ignoring these ones, the ones that when they say no and you see that food, but that food is actually meant for the kids, their grannies, their aunties, they all live in that same roof. Basically, they're budgeting their food. It doesn't matter how what it is. It's presented like it's enough. It's a lot. So there's a lot of families that can do that. But you got to realize there's a lot of families out here who live in one household. And regardless of what it looks like, that meal is still budgeted out. You can't, and a lot of families can't afford to give to outsiders because it will take away from another person's mouth in that house. So what about those people enduring these situations right now? Those are the ones who are scared. And we gotta worry about them because they're just trying to live. They understand that things are not right, but there's people out here who are just trying to live their life.
Okay, what I would say to that, I understand that situation too, but at the same time, if a person, at the same time, if I know for a fact that person is in a messed up situation, it's my sworn duty as a man. As a man, because you remember I asked you the question. I didn't even ask you this question, did it, J.O.? Wow. I got a question for you, and I got a question for you, my sister, but I'm going to answer for me first.
Okay.
The question is, what make you a man, DJ Hardwork, and what makes you a woman, my sister? And my answer to my question would be, what makes me a man is that I step up to the plate and do the everything it is to protect me and mine by any means necessary. responsibilities, priorities, and things of that nature. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel. That what makes me a man. I'm not saying I'm the best man. I'm the hardest man. I'm the strongest man. I'm the smartest man. I ain't saying none of that. But I'm going to do whatever it takes to take care of me and mine. But back to the subject at hand. Hey, I understand the situation with that, what you were saying, J.O., but at the same time, we're not referring to them people. We're referring to the people that has it. What I'm referring to is the government. The government keeps playing Russian roulette.
Hold on, though. That's the confusion that's going on in the world that's causing the conflict. Because in general, we can have an internal war. That's when other countries will start to attack. You can't even do that due to the fact that other countries have sympathy. It's called compassion. To have compassion for someone can stop mass murders. If no compassion is involved, then think about this, for instance. They were just talking about that. How the big brother beats up the little brother on a regular. Once that big brother gets older, that little brother gets to a certain point where they feel they can contest the big brother. That's just like how America goes over to other countries. And I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Certain countries that go to other countries, America being an example, bombing certain countries with, yes, kids and all kinds of things like that. And then they don't expect things to happen back to us. That's where we live in a country where we don't understand. I mean, we understand, but we have nothing to do with those decisions being made as people living in this country. So think about the the internal conflict. There's people living in this country that have nothing to do, but they have compassion for the situation. There's sympathy in the situation, but there's, like I said, you can't take away from the people that were already struggling, and now this is just horrific to them. This is just like it's an icing on the cake. There's certain people are going crazy right now based on the news, based on every day where it's something amplified. You got to know those are the unstable ones, the ones who are not focused on really what's at hand. Like disregard the COVID is just a piece. Rioting is just a piece. The moment that our country is looking like we're at war with itself, that's the main move to have us come to destruction, because other countries will take full advantage of that.
Once again, I was talking about the president of Russia, Putin. He been spoke on that. He said that somebody else needs to take the throne. The U.S. is weak. We don't trust them no more. The reason being, 45th. The 45th president has weakened the system. He wanted to be back in the 1930s and 40s. We're not our ancestors. We were going to take over the White House and turn it black. But what he don't understand, it's a different time and day. And the stunt he pulled yesterday, we're getting people pushed back that were doing what's legally bound by law for them to do, peaceful protest, and what he did was dead wrong. The game guys will take care of that. But for to do that and go in front of the church and do what he did, take a little photo, that was insulting to the black people. But at the same time, it was a sign to his people, the racial, the hating, the ones that quote-unquote are Christians, the one that people believe in a God they've never seen before. But I don't understand how can you believe in something that the man that oppressed you and tell you to teach you this Christianity, and you're supposed to forgive them for what they did to us. That don't make no sense to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, I'll deal with that in the afterlife. But right now, how can you believe in something? This is directed to both of y'all, but since I want to take the lead, how can you believe in something that you've never seen, and it's something that a person or people or nation or race tell you to believe in it, but they oppress your people? Explain that to them. Talk to me, sister. I'm waiting on you. I'm talking y'all got out here crickets. Talk to me now. I'm trying to get a full understanding from a black sister perspective and a black brother perspective. Cause I have my own perspective. I believe in me. I believe it's a higher power of the 80s, the devil, God, Edu, Hebrew, Humbu, or Bimbu. I don't know. Cause I never seen it. I know it's a higher power. I'm not that stupid, that in denial or that lost in my own self. But like my old saying, all I say. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. But once again, can y'all break that down too, but take the lead on that, please. Welcome to the Patio Podcast, laced with Too Smooth.
Well, I believe in God. So I believe that there is a higher power. Although I understand where you're coming from, but I also believe that there is a higher power. And yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Is God black or white? I want both of y'all answer these questions, please. I want to know what you think. You know, don't get me wrong. We just talk and have a question. That's why Lace with Too Smooth is all about speaking how you feel. The First Amendment gives us the right to feel, each and every person to feel how they want to feel. They give us that right by the men, by law of the land of whoever we believe in, gives us the right to say we want to say any motherfucking way. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody take this wrong way, like Christian, your faith or your Christianity or your whatever have you. No, it's not like that. We just having an open and candid conversation. Reason why I'm around back and explain all why I'm asking these questions. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to come back because, once again, everything we talk about, every time y'all hear Lace with Too Smooth, is all about choices.
I mean, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna be straight up, as straight up as I can be with this religion thing, because I know it plays a major part, but then it kind of doesn't. In my eyes, religion.
No.
You said
from your perspective.
In my perspective in general, I can't. I don't, okay, as I got older, my mind has changed on religion, but I haven't lost faith in what I believe in. The thing is, I believe in higher power, certain things. The small details are just like certain things. Like, for instance, if you go to the grocery store and you go to purchase some pancake mix, perfect example, pancake mix. Look at all the different pancake mixes on the counter, on the shelf, all the different versions. Look at the ingredients, though, the main ingredients, and, similar.
Hey, shout out to Hung Red. Shout out to Hung Jack, man, the best pancakes on earth.
Hey, man.
My bad, I just had to do it. I love pancakes. That one fat, and I love pancakes. I'm sorry, y'all.
I have fun too much. That's
one of
my favorite breakfast foods.
Yeah. But, my whole point is, I feel like a lot of stuff is put in our faces because you got to pay attention to when we were first influenced. Influence, when you look at it, causes, it's a benefit, but it's also, it takes away from what you can really see. Because most, they say, I don't want to get too in-depth. My whole point is I can't take away what I know is there. I can't go against the grain with where my heart stands. But I do know that a lot of them details, the questions, black or white, Jesus, God, all this extra, all that is just details based on the fact that I know religion is there to confuse you. It's too many. I know there's two, by all of that is meant is this increments of details just to, for me, in my personal opinion, to confuse you, because that's what it did to me.
Bless. Once again, man, shout out to Mac, too much pressure out right now on all platforms, man, everywhere, man. Appreciate the people that have purchased it. Blessing to you. Shout out to King Spud, Path of King, July the 11th. My album, Too Smooth, Power of Money, September 4th, Coop. October the 30th, my words, straight from Ghana. You know what I'm saying? www.mmr3000.com. I haven't said this all day. Shout out to the label that pays, the Hard Work Nation, Ball Hard Music Group. A special shout out to my boy J.O. DJ Hard Work, man. Without him, nothing that would be possible. That's going on right now, man. Hey, man, respect. Hey.
We're only growing from here, man. We're only growing. Don't want to tarnish nobody's mind based on, the topics. But we do want to educate You didn't want to just open
it
up.
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't want to do it, but I had to because it was on my mind. And I had it in my notes, and for some reason they disappeared. I don't know what the hell. Just, I don't know how they disappeared, but hey. Yeah, man, I just want to, you know, just ask them questions, man. I didn't want to do it because, you know, people, you know, of the world, in the world, take things the wrong way. But all we're trying to do, just open your mind. We're not trying to, not trying to convince anybody to do anything other than what they know. That's your choice. But sometimes you have to really look at things for really what they are. I'm finna get a little bit more deep. I got one more question. The Bible is 66 chapters in the Bible, but all the chapters are not in the Bible. You had to go to Jerusalem, to the land, and read the other chapters. So can y'all please give me your opinion on why they didn't put all the chapters in the Bible?
Everything is written in a different perception.
Yeah.
Everything, I feel like it's not meant for you to understand, for you to grow every day.
I agree.
If you understood everything, you wouldn't be able to grow because you would think
you know everything.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, I think I know every goddamn thing. I ain't even lie to y'all. Hey, I ain't perfect, but I am too smooth. And I ain't speak for itself. That's how I feel. Hey, but when I'm wrong, because if you don't make a mistake, how can you grow? You feel me? But at the same time, hey, I feel I know every motherfucking thing. I feel I'm the motherfucking dictionary. I should have wrote it. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's not arrogant. It's pretty much very written and put in proof. It's confidence. Well, I'll keep talking. I heard crickets, but I'm back. Man, I'm just trying to have fun, man. Smile, baby. I'm trying to bring some light into the darkness that's going outside that door, man. I'm trying to bring joy to everybody. Like, have a little fun, man. Lighten up, y'all. Ease up, y'all. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm here.
Talk to me, DJ Hardway. What happened? What's going on?
My bad. You know what I did on accident, kind of. I was on.
Yeah. I know I heard crickets, man. Y'all got quiet on me when I went to doing the Al Sharpton.
But no, my bad. No, I'm speaking. You got to keep it going because these topics are very touchy, and these topics can actually give a little bit of light to certain people with you know, some people that don't have understanding, and just to give something for them to understand something a little more of what's going on. Yeah. You know, that'll help. At the end of the day, give an opinion, open it up to let it be known, because some people might be feeling the same way you feeling, and, you know, they just don't have no one to talk to or nothing, you know, no platform to convey it on. They don't even have friends they can talk to about those type of subjects, so they might be tuning in.
Yeah.
Just because they can relate to how each one of us feel about, you know, the subject. You know, you never know. You know.
That's why I try to talk to. Even the models can tell you this. I try to talk to the La Familia at least once a day, because MMR 3000, Living Lavish, the Too Smooth Collection, and Latrice by Too Smooth. We care about our people that is under us and around us. You know what I mean? So sometimes that phone call or that text may put a smile on a person's face because you never know what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of person, I don't need that because I wear everything on my sleeve. I feel I have to wear it on my shoulders, and I'm built for that. I think I came into the world for that. I think that's why I really never worked. This is my first 2 years ever working that I have worked because I felt like I was born to dictate and not follow orders. But at the same time, I had to come to the realization that sometimes I had to step down. I can't be the chief all the time. The chief get tired a little bit, like today. That's why, you know, what happened today was kind of a little late because my body shut down. When your body tired, you ain't nothing you can do about it. It could have been that cookout I was smoking, too. No, I mean, I'm just being honest, man. I'm brutally honest, man. I'm sorry. Hey, if you don't smoke, that's on you.
He passed, put the butt out. He passed out. Yeah, I did call him like three times.
You know something wrong, man. Answer that phone, man. All them bitches were ringing. Shit.
He threw me off because I ended up passing out when he didn't answer the phone.
Hey, the baby girl said, hell, she was going to take a nap.
Yeah, I was going to be knocked out.
I think it's the heat where we at, though, because I don't really like heat. I like sunny weather, but I don't like the heat. I need to be back in Florida next
week. Yeah, I just said it. Yeah, man. Hey, another thing to everybody, I must say this. If you don't know who I am Too Smooth, the CEO, MMR 3000, and other three things going on in conjunction with my brothers, Hard Word Nation, by Hard Music Group. We finna get ready to shoot three videos of Panama City World. If everything's back to normal within the next 2 weeks, we will be doing a live giveaway to one lucky fan and a friend to come travel up to Panama City, and you have a chance of being in Pretty Brown Eyes Remix, me, Too Smooth, featuring Mac, aka the hip hop Michael Jackson, King Spud Solution, and Goat Talk. We're gonna get, like I said, we're gonna see what's going on within 2 weeks. Either way it goes, gonna get done. We may not do Panama City, we may do right up here in Tuscaloosa and do it big. So y'all be looking out on for that in 2 more weeks. We're gonna make sure that the COVID numbers are down in the areas that we're trying to do what we do. And if they're high, we're gonna, you know, make some arrangements. But one lucky fan and a friend, a guest, will be able to partake into a wonderful weekend. It's gonna be the 25th through the 28th. Like I said, my birthday the 22nd is going down. Also, June 19 and 20 is the MMR 3000 Takeover in Tupelo, Mississippi at Club Bottom Line. We're going to be doing the bid. The next level tour will be performing live, which is Mac, a.k.a. the hip-hop Michael Jackson and King Spud. Y'all get ready, man. It's going to be major, man. July the 25th, we will be in Louisville, Mississippi at Club Exclusive. So y'all get ready for that also. And some more dates coming in soon. And the young ladies on the phone will be in the video. Will be her. You might be want to be a model or male model, whatever. She might give you a little input. She will be on set doing her thing. Shout out to her.
There. Yeah, if you got any aspiring friends that need to be there, I think that's a great experience. To a point where you know, we're gonna have some promotion for this soon. So. You know, with you being a model and things like that, I would, you know, it'd be a good idea for you to tag all your aspiring friends because we got some opportunities for other people as well, ambassador moves and stuff like that, merchandise,
okay,
promotion. You know, just to put their face out there. You don't, because I was going to ask you that. What else do you do, or in general, is modeling? You know, is that a platform you use for something bigger? Is that an avenue that you're taking in the midst of the business itself where, you know, you want to be on a different platform or a different level with that? Like, you know how like Tyra Banks, she had her Wilhelmina, and to find out that was the top modeling agency in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? Like starting off as the model and then starting off, you know, coming into the business. Are you looking to stay within the business or are you looking to venture out?
Well, I always want to venture out. I have a lot of talents. So I teach heels dance classes. I'm about to have my own. I'm getting into getting my own dance studio and having my own business.
Wow.
I'm in real estate school right now.
You got to sit her down with Mac.
I'm about to enter massage therapy school.
Wow. See, hold on. Let me say this. I got to say something. Y'all sisters out there that listen to this, y'all Caucasian part, color part sister, Mexican, whatever have you. See this sister right here? She's not laying on her ass. She's not stripping. She put in and applying the work to be a better person. I keep telling sisters that you don't have to do certain things to be a boss. All you got to do is apply yourself to whatever you're trying to do, and the outcome will be great, and people will respect you more. Even though some people won't, it's okay by them. But the higher power that's in the position to put you in the position that you need to be in will respect you more. I promise you. That's bad respect.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Can I give an opinion?
Mm-hmm.
All right, can I give a J.O. opinion or a DJ Howard Work
opinion? I need you to do what you do, man. This is laced with too smooth. This is not the pet of your podcast. Do what you do. I mean, we are open book over here, baby. Keep it real.
Hey, if she gonna strip for the money, strip for the money. Be the best stripper you can be. If you feel like going, I'm just being honest, because I can't take away from the ones who got one track minds who became millionaires from that. We were just talking about that. How?
Yeah. I know plenty of strippers in the A that's balling. You know what I'm saying? A Miami, hey, they balling harder than we are.
that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say every avenue is a good thing. But what I am trying to say is I can't take away from
the people bed.
Who have accomplished.
Yeah, be your best.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but.
You know, so, hey, I got to say something to cut y'all. Check this out. A lot of things, well, I mean, let me say this. The private sector is upset that a lot of strip clubs got some of that small business loan. They really upset about that. Why? I don't know. It's a business, and y'all getting taxes off of it. So why are you mad about that?
Yeah, females, there's a lot of females who utilize it that don't actually take their clothes off. I know a lot of females who make a lot of money not taking their clothes off.
Me too. I do.
Hey, what Urshan said? What Urshan said? Urshan said, you going to leave the strip club? Just come home to me.
I mean, you know how you got to play it. You got to play it the right way, though. Yeah, most. You know, I have a sister. I have a daughter. I have, you know, so I can't put myself in a position where all those options are not possible.
You know, well, let me ask you that. I'm going to get a little deeper. Hold on. I'm glad you said that. I'm ready for you today, DJ Hardwork. So, how you feel about the fan only page? Would you have a fan only page?
Only fans.
Yes and
only
no.
Fans. Whatever. Yeah.
And no. Reason why yes and no is because the world is changing, and you got a lot of kids, and there's not a lot of parental advisory. That's another level of parental advisory. So I would look at it that way. I'm not looking at it in the way that, you know, cats are trying to do a certain thing.
I couldn't have one because I got an artist that I know and I kind of associate myself with. And he has a couple kids under the age of 12. Like I said, everything was a hustle. I respect it, but me personally, I couldn't do the porn thing because I have a 26-year-old, a 23-year-old, an 11-year-old, and 2 grandkids. So I can't fathom them putting up a thing and see old Too Smooth going, oh my God, that's your daddy. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So certain things I just can't do in life, me, myself, personally. Like I said, I knock nobody's just like person smoke crack do mail. I don't knock them. Everybody can handle what they can handle and do what they do. I salute you whatever you do. Like my brother just said, whatever you do, be the best at it. So you know what I'm saying? But just certain things in life that I cannot do. I ain't saying I agree with or don't, but it's just certain things I can't do. That's what we were talking about earlier. As a man, certain things I cannot do, especially as a black man that's trying to be in a position to show people that there's a better way to do everything besides doing it, quote unquote, the negative way. But everything's not negative, but some things are not good for the image.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this before we tune in or tune out. I mean, I'm just going to say this. There are a lot of companies. But if you pay attention, a lot of companies get exploited that did a lot of negative things to even get where they're at. There's a lot of people who done a lot of negative things to get where they're at and are exploited in a positive eye. That's why I say if you're going to do this, be the best at it, because there's always, like, for instance, working at McDonald's, you can become rich working at McDonald's if you know how to budget your money. But at the end of the day, utilize a job for your future. You don't live that life for the rest of your life. That's kind of hard. I've seen it. My whole point is utilize your dollar the best way you can. Utilize your mind the best way you can. Put your mind to work. Be a jack of all trades. That's the best, you know, when it comes down to grinding and getting to where you want to be. Yeah, like you can't limit yourself. Like how you, you know, Ms. Coleman, how you said you got, you know, you got many talents. Mm-hmm. You can't limit yourself at all in life. Because you never know what you're good at. Everybody wants to be a rapper, but never realize that they could be the best producer, the best promoter, the best You know what I mean? The best party arranger or whatever. I'm just saying, there's a lot of people in this game like me. I'm an artist. I love doing music. But I'm not going to lie. I want to be the next Russell Simmons, not because of the position he holds, but because of the inspiration he gave to a lot of other moguls.
Most definitely.
Me for one. Me for one, man. Shout out to Russell Simmons, FUBU, them brothers from FUBU, Carl Canine, all of them get brothers there. I rock y'all to the core, you know what I mean? So, hey, man, respect to all of them. They, like, paved the way for me to have the ideas that I have now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This shit just didn't pop up in my head for the clothing line, but for the merchandise, it's in my blood. It's in my bloodstream. You know what I'm saying? It's deep down. Like I said, I do this for free. The money's just extra. It's passion with me.
Black
and the love.
Black mainstream.
Man, let's celebrate Black Essence, man. Let's give a shout out to Black Essence, to everybody that's trying. And let me tell you something about Black people I noticed too. It don't matter what's going on. We're going to get some money. Man, people selling clothes, selling food out of the house, got shade, they got t-shirt, they got socks, they got bleach, they got everything for sale. They even bought a whole bunch of sanitizer selling that too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that don't matter what's going on. It don't matter if you got a job or not, you got to get up and grind and hustle. Because if you sit there on your ass, ain't nothing going to come to you. Ain't nothing going to fall on your lap. You have to get out there and get it. And I salute everybody that's doing that, man. Man, kudos to you. I love it. I love it. You can't keep a Black man down or Black people, period.
Ms. Coleman, do you have any shout-outs you want to give? Any shout-outs you want to give? Anything else you want to say before we lead into a single, Pretty Brown Eyes, by Too Smooth?
The remix.
We can go to the remix. I
don't mean to shy away from the conversation. Y'all forgive me. I'm kind of rude. I'm a country boy. I love being country. Hey, check this out, though. How you like Miss Kitty? Did you check out Miss Kitty?
Who, me?
Hard work. Did you check out what I sent you?
Nah, that's next.
Boy, hey. Boy, boy, boy. Boy. She the truth, man. Like, you're going to be so amazed.
That was next. That's next, right after this. I'm going to have to review it because I need to get an okay for a playlist anyway.
Yeah, you're going to love it. But yeah, so do you have any shout outs? I apologize for being so
it's
rude.
Fine.
I'm sorry, but like I said, I'm comfortable.
She said, it's fine. You rude, but it's okay.
Hey, it's all about being honest on. They switch too smooth. Speak how you feel and feel how you speak. Cause, hey, we got to have a platform for us as people to blow off some steam, to vent. This is the place to come to, y'all. People, y'all can call in. Man, we're going to get that link out to y'all next time so y'all can call in, shine in, and give your opinion. We're not here to argue. We're here to just speak the truth and tell how you feel. The First Amendment gives us this right. So, hey, we're giving you this platform right here on Lace with Too Smooth to speak how you feel. That's why this sister here, we got a couple more guests going to be on here on Thursday. Brother Councilman Kareem should be on. Hey, I got a text and said, when can I get on there? I've been trying to get a hold on there since I met her. But hey, she'll be on here Thursday. Mrs. Z Jake will be in the building.
Okay. When will we have Miss Coleman back on the show?
Oi.
Whenever she's available. You know what? During that week of the 25th through the 28th, we're going to do a live broadcast, Left with Too Smooth, on location. We'll get DJ Hard Work in the building, man. We're going to get them cameras going. And we're going to do this live, man. We're going to do it. We do some epic during that week there. It's all praise to, like I said, shout out to all praise. Goddamn. Hey, shout out to the label that pays the hardware. Next bar, hard music, special shout out to DJ Hard Work, a.k.a. J.O. Let's get him. I need that track too, man. ASAP.
Got you, man. I got you. You already know, nigga, man, if you only know. But I got you. I was hollering at the engineer yesterday.
The powers that be said, y'all got to shoot a video. No problem.
I'm going to leave. I can't leave. I'm in Michigan, by the way, Ms. Coleman. They got us locked down. Our governor don't like the people. She's trying to save her job. They breaking dams on purpose. All kind of they keep extending it.
DJ Hard Work. Hey, shout out to that sheriff, or I want to say the sheriff in Flint, Michigan, for to take off his helmet, put a baton down, walk with the people that's mad respect. We need more people like him that trying to listen and understand and feel what the people are saying. Kudos to him, the Virginia sheriff or chief, North Carolina. Shout out to them, man, to the good one. Like the brother said, he said, "Hey, if y'all feel y'all guys in blue feel that was good policing, good police work, good tactics, take the shield off and turn it in, because you don't represent us." Kudos to them people too, man. Because, hey, right is right, wrong is wrong. The world seen it. Why in the world having this people been charged up three people? Atlanta, the two brothers and sisters got snatched off for nothing, got embarrassed and disrespected. Them guys got fired, and they have been charged with aggravated assault and et cetera. So we don't see what's going on with up there in Minnesota. It's a problem, man. We got to fix this problem, man. I'd rather be part of the solution than part of the problem. But my boy King's Bull said he is the solution and the problem, man. Shout out to him. The second video, second scene will be out real soon. Dumb on the way, y'all.
I'm sorry. We did all this talking. She never gave a shout out.
Oh, I'm sorry for being rude again, sister. Hey, once again, welcome to Lace with Too Smooth, man, where you can just do what you do, cut in, butt in, say what you want to say, man, be rude. It's okay with us, cause, hey, we are from the ghetto, but it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And it's about what's in that heart and in that soul. You know what I'm saying? The outside is just a look, but it's really what's on the inside.
Yes,
and I apologize again, sister. I'm finna shut up. That's why I said I didn't want to do too much talking, cause hey, I like to talk. And I didn't have my notes, and so I'm all across the world. I'm sitting here just thinking, man, man, we are blessed to be where we at right now, even though it's darkness out there. It's darkness out there, but as long as you got light inside your soul, your heart, everything's going to be all right. Sister said your shout out. I ain't got nothing else to say. God bless whoever you believe in, whatever though, bless you. Hey, and appreciate anybody that like, love, share, or talk one soul about us, MMR 3000, the whole La Familia. May God bless you, whoever you believe in, man. Hey, I'm going to shut up. Hey, y'all do y'all thing. Play with Too Smooth. I'm Too Smooth. I'm out. Hey, it's my birthday. Mom turned up, man. Hey, I'm blessed to be here because, man, hey, I don't feel to be here for real.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out. I don't have any shout outs. I want to give a shout out to my manager, Kimberly Coleman. I want to give a shout out to you guys for having me on. Thank you. Having back anytime you guys want me or need me to be on the show, I'm here. And I just want to say thank you.
I'm looking for a cover.
You're welcome. I have two things to say though. You mentioned something. We're going to have you back on because we always like to get, you know, updates on anybody who got something going on. So just, you know, stay up, keep us up to date with what you got going on. We're going to get your social media, you know, exploited out there to let the people know. We just had a, you know, interview with you, and the link for the podcast interview will be on multiple platforms, Spotify, Anchor as well. Shout out to Anchor for giving us this platform to speak our mind.
Shout out to Anchor.
Letting us speak on any topic, mainly the entertainment business, also with Lace with Too Smooth, giving opinions on Black community and Black, you know, problem businesses, everything, real problems. Thank you, Anchor. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you coming on the show, Miss Coleman. Appreciate you, Too Smooth. Lace.
Hold on. Hey, say your name again so I can lock it in. Say your name one more time.
I go by Asari Monet.
Are you you Arabian?
No, I am not. I'm Blasian.
Haitian?
I'm Blasian, mixed Black, Asian, Indian.
Oh, okay. I know that name. Okay. I'm ghetto. I'm sorry, y'all.
I'm ghetto. So, no, that's it. Hey, you can. But no, that's good to have you. We're going to have you back on the show again, like I said, for updates. Too Smooth. Like I said, man. Good to have you on a segment on here. We got a couple things we're going to turn up on. Tonight, we're getting ready for some more promotion. That's what we're getting excited for. We're about to get into promotion mode.
You know I'm up for 2 days now, boy. I'm up 2 days now. I don't never go to sleep in the daytime. I'm up 2 days. Yeah. Boy, they going to get tired of saying MMR 3000 come crawl their time for you.
J.O. will be going live. I will be going live on our artist page. I will be tagging Too Smooth, probably tonight, most likely tonight. We will be reviewing music. If you know any artists, you can tag, let Too Smooth know about any artists that you know that might hit you up. Be, you know, you're a model, and we can't deny this. You probably got some mangy guys on the pages, certain pages, and they, you know what I mean? So they might be aspiring rappers. Mm-hmm. Let's utilize their attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, bring them to the table. We got plenty of opportunities. So it's good to get to know you. It's good to meet you. It's good to finally say something to you. We're going to get into the middle.
The picture's been, hey, that picture, the pictures I sent you speak of a lot of value, a lot.
I mean, for her to let us know where, you know, her where she, where she is. Would you say Blazing?
Yeah.
See? So that's the first time I've ever heard somebody call themselves that, by the way.
Yeah, it's just, it's easier to say that than say Black and Asian.
Okay, cool. Other than that, let's go ahead and get into the music. I don't want to hold the ears up. We've been on for about an hour. We got a couple tracks.
Oh, I can go on two more, Al, baby. I thought we were going to keep going. I have some more topics to go, but hey, we'll say that for Thursday, y'all. The top of Thursday would be, how do you become successful doing it the right way? That would be the top of Thursday, y'all. Like I said, we got a couple guests coming in. I got a city councilman out of the state of Mississippi, and he is a state representative also of the District 41. So we're going to try to get him in. He's in a very, 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 very busy individual right now, but hopefully he can fit it in and we can work it in. And, you know, we want some people to call in and ask questions that need to be asked, because there's a lot of questions I have to ask. And one more thing before we go, I'm going to say this. I'm about to situate in the hand in the word, and I'm gone. I watch the ESPN on the brother Stephen A. Smith. A lot of people know who he is. A lot of people don't. But if you don't, you must have been on the rock. He said this. He said, why do everybody keep talking about police training? Why? Because on a similar strength, they know what they're doing. Because why isn't the other counterparts as our Caucasian brothers, Asian brothers, and so on, Russian brothers, whatever have you, why are there people not getting murdered and killed in the streets? So we don't want to hear no about no training, because they know what the hell they doing. That's self-explanatory. And I'm leaving it at that. I am Legendary Too Smooth, and I'm out. May God bless each and every one of you, or whoever you believe in. Hey, and keep up the good work and keep grinding.
Y'all have a good night and take those words in. Shout out to MMR 3000 Hard Work Nation, DJ Hard Work. I am DJ Hard Work, J-O Hard Work. Shout out to Asari Coleman for being on the show. I'm about to get into
it. Hey, like I said, y'all will see her in three videos.
Thank you guys. Thank you for talking to me. See you guys later.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye-bye.
What's happening, world? It's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000. I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
I wanna see your body like this, girl. So come on, your body make me wanna take a flick, 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 flick. Pretty brown girl, driving me wild. I wanna see your body like this, girl. Charmin.
out of date. Track now, she going hard. Got my camcorder all in the living room, all on the floor. Room hotter than an Arizona summer. Don't care who watches, she ain't doing no talking. Maybe want to taste the rainbow, but I don't think so. Pretty brown eyes, huh? She all in my grill, she wanna be Miss Swain. I swear God did his thing when he blessed her, man. No silver spoon with the body of a model, man. Pretty brown eyes, broke dude, she declined. She fine like red wine and good just like Moscato. That chicken catch in a dress that make you wanna hollow. And dreaming about the head game brand that she swallow. But when you hit her from the back, do she scream a hollow? Can she ride the wood? Can she ride a good? I'm a film and tape it, so I ain't misunderstood. Why this chubby niggas chick man? Cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood. So like a car with a new oil change, keep me running good. Lil' mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know Swain gon' keep her around.